Hey guys, this is Pratik Oswal, founder and CEO of Glide Invest, and we are here to make investing stress-free one financial goal at a time. Hello everyone. So today, this is Pratik Oswal and welcome to the Glide podcast. Today's topic is going to be expense ratio in mutual funds. A lot of you must have heard of what expense ratios are and how does it impact investors' portfolios. Today I'm going to give a very simple example and simple sort of explanation of what expense ratio is and how it can have an impact on your portfolio performance. So let's break down, what is expense ratio? Expense ratio is the expense that the mutual fund charges to its customers for all its services. You know, and these services will be fund management services, marketing and selling expenses, brokerage and transaction cost, registrars, you know, fees of trustees, audit fees, custodial fees, and other things, other smaller things. But a majority of the expense ratio goes towards the fund managing cost. You know, if you're buying an actively managed fund, a lot of it is going towards the expertise of the fund manager who is managing the fund for you. Whereas in a passive fund manager, as a passive fund, it goes to the AMC as fees, which is why, because you don't have fund managers for passively managed funds, you don't have the expense ratios that are a lot lower. A big part about the expense ratio is distribution cost, which is, you know, what is, so if you are today, you know, advised by a distributor or an advisor, then some part of it may go to the advisor directly. So it's very important for investors today to understand what is the expense ratio and what is the underlying fees that the expense ratio includes. So there's also important to understand that, you know, there are the regulator has put in a lot of caps in expense ratios based on, say, the type of fund that you're buying and also the amount or the overall AUM or the assets under management of that fund, which is why you see that some funds can only charge a certain amount for the money they manage, because that is the maximum limit. For example, for index funds, the cap is about 1%. Funds are not, asset managers are not allowed to go beyond that. So let's talk about expense ratio for different type of schemes. You know, actively managed schemes, which are managed by a fund manager, tend to have a slightly higher expense ratio than passively managed funds. This is why you see a big difference between, you know, the TRs of actively managed funds versus passively managed funds. There's also an element of a regular plan and direct plan. You know, so today a mutual fund distributor or an asset manager might have two plans for each of their mutual funds schemes. One is a regular plan, which is a much higher expense that includes the distribution commission. So if you are advised by a mutual fund distributor today, then the regular plan would be charged by him or her, and a lot of the some part of that is paid as commission. However, there's also a plan called direct plan, which is now available to investors who wish to come directly through to the mutual fund website to buy funds. So in the case of a direct plan, it's much cheaper than a regular plan, so you're saving a lot of expenses when you're buying these mutual funds. It's also important to understand that, you know, that a TR can impact your fund performance over the long term. Just imagine paying 1% every year for 10, 15, 20, 30 years. That 1% can make a big difference to your portfolio. For example, you know, a portfolio that makes, say, you know, 11% versus 12% fee, 12% returns, you know, over a 5 years time point, your difference in returns can be about 15,000 rupees if you are investing 10,000 rupees SIPs a month. If you're investing 10,000 SIP a month, then it can go up to 22 lakhs if you're investing for 25 years. So it's very important to understand cost, and which is why it's important that all investors understand what goes into the total expense ratio. Thank you so much. You can listen to us out here or check out our website, www.glideinvest.com. You can follow us on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter on @GlideInvest. If you want to reach out to me, then I'm at @PratikOswal88 on Twitter. Cheers and happy investing. See you guys next week.